Hey, y'all. Hey, it's Octavia, the gym coach, and I'm your host for Heart Sleeve Podcast. I'm super excited about this podcast. It's the very first episode, and I have a really awesome guest that I'm going to introduce to you later. But first, I want to tell you a little bit about the podcast that God has given me. So Heart Sleeve essentially was birthed a few months ago as I was in scripture and God was letting me know that it was okay to have emotions. It was okay to feel. It was okay to experience. So throughout the years, folks have said to me that I wear my heart on my sleeve. They've also shared with me that my face shows all the emotions. And I used to take that as a negative thing, but I realize now that it's okay to feel all of those things and to speak on them. How we speak on it, how we respond, that's where we need to be mindful. But overall, it is perfectly okay because after all, we do know God's heart and he's very vulnerable and transparent with us. So that is really the reason behind Heart Sleeve. I really hope you enjoy it, and I'm super honored that you're even tuning in today. For the very first episode, I have a super special guest. This is someone who's very near to my heart, is one of the most important people in my life. They are a pastor of God's All Nations Pentecostal Church number 3. They hold a master's of theology. They have been a servant to others for most of their life by helping people, building teams, supervising, just doing all the things. And they've held many titles. But one of the most important titles for me outside of being called Woman of God is the title of Mother. So I would like to take some time to introduce to you and let you hear from my mother, who means absolutely everything to me. She has lots of wisdom, so I'm super excited for what she's going to share. And this podcast is in honor of Mother's Day, so what better way to start it off by having my mom as the first guest? So hello, hello. How are you?
Thank you, my daughter. Hello.
Yes, yes.
It's good to be here today. Talking about mothers, I think mother is the most important person there is, other than our Savior, but he is our Messiah. So, but on this earth, I think mothers are just absolutely fantastic.
Yes, yes, I agree. I agree with her. I'm very excited to have you here. We've talked a little bit. We didn't really talk all the details out, but we did talk a little bit about what we're going to share today.
Right.
And I first want to thank you and honor you for being willing to have the conversation.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. And for just having a transparent moment. I think that, as I've shared with you, that sometimes in the church, we get a little uncomfortable talking about some difficult things. Mm-hmm. And we struggle too sometimes journeying alongside folks. So I'm super excited to have you and just grateful for your yes to do this. I really think it's going to encourage people that watch.
Okay. We will see.
We go see. Okay. So you are a mother.
I'm a mother. I didn't give birth to any children. There were some conditions in my body that, first of all, I had a heart condition. Mm. And so that was a problem. And there were other conditions in my body that I didn't have children. I could get pregnant, but I just couldn't go to birth.
Mm.
And so that for me was a heartache.
Yeah.
Because I've always wanted children. I do love children.
Yeah.
And I'm still a mother today, and I will be 80 years old. Ooh. June 29th.
Yes.
And I still have a daughter that's graduating this year from high school. She'll graduate June 1st.
Nice.
So that's what I am, a mother. A mother in Zion, and a mother just where everything is. That's who I am, mother.
Yeah.
I love mothers. I had a mother. Mm-hmm. My mother was, she was a wonderful woman. She was always sharing, always caring. So that's, I think that's where I get a lot of my information and my help from was from my own mother. My mother had Ah, she had 11 children of her own, wow. And she adopted one. So he was the oldest of all. It was a whole dozen of wow. us.
And that's a lot of kids.
Yes. But we had a lot of fun together. We loving each other. We fought like siblings fought. Mm-hmm. But we never fought to the place that there were no redemption. Mm-hmm. We were always able to say, I'm sorry, because we were taught that is your brother or your sister, whether or not. So,
yeah.
And that's how we are today. We, as seven of us left, we a few that's no longer here. Mm. My parents is deceased. So here I am, a mother at almost 80 years old.
That's amazing.
I have three little ones at home.
Yes.
So I have a 5-year-old and sometimes twins, 8-year-old. Mm. That's who I had today in my home, plus the 17-year-old. So that was all four of them. They were home today. So
that's a lot of mothering.
That's a lot of mothering.
That's a lot. I got one little one, and that's enough. That's enough. I don't need no more little ones. So that's awesome. So I want to talk about your mom before okay. the end of the episode. But before we get there, I want to talk more about you.
Okay.
So you have mothered many, many children. Mm-hmm. You shared that you were never able to carry your own.
Right.
Talk to me about how that felt for you.
The worst thing is of not having children mm-hmm. is in the church world. A lot of times people will say that you don't have no children. And a lot of times they say things that will hurt and not realizing that it's hurting.
Yeah.
But we as Christian people, sometimes we hurt ourselves more than I suppose the people in the world.
Mm.
Sometimes we have a tendency to, I don't want to say brag, but we say things. Mm-hmm. That's very hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person that is being hurt, a lot of times we try to hide behind the fact that we don't want everybody to know that you really hurt me.
Yeah.
When we should just come out and say, and I'm guilty of it too.
Yeah, me too.
We should just, you know, that hurt.
Yes.
And just be absolutely transparent. But a lot of time we hide
mm-hmm.
behind things. We hide behind words. We hide our face, and we put on a smile yes. when we're absolutely bleeding on the inside.
Mm.
So this is what we, as Christian, a lot of time people think that because we're Christian that we shouldn't have any problems. You
yeah.
should be all happy every day, and you just should not show your emotions. You say, "How are you today?" Oh, everything is just absolutely lovely.
Mm.
Everything is well. But you should just be able to say, you know, today it's not good for me. And just.
Yeah. And just be honest.
Be honest.
Just be real.
Absolutely.
But that's a real thing. You know, people say things and we really just don't want to deal with mm-hmm. all of the things that come after. So we just say we're okay. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, a lot of people say things under the premise of a joke. Like, I was just joking with you. I didn't even mean it. Right. But that didn't mean that it hurt any less.
Right.
What were some of the things that people said, if you could remember?
Well, this in particular one, and my mother-in-law, and she didn't, I don't think she meant any harm, but she would say, I'm going to cut you out of my will. I'm going to cut you all out of my will if you don't. And then I would laugh, but on the inside, it tore me apart.
Wow.
That's how I was feeling on the inside.
I
never really said outward, but you would think that it was okay, but on the inside it was really really hurtful.
And sometimes people don't even know that they're hurting.
No,
like, they really
no,
don't.
No, she didn't.
Yeah.
She didn't mean any harm because she was very loving, and she would I don't want to say the word, but she would break your neck if you came the wrong way against me.
Yeah.
But those are the things that sometimes we don't really think.
Yeah.
And some things is very very hurtful. Mm-hmm. You're already hurt because mm-hmm. you want to see yourself.
Yeah.
Running around.
Yeah.
And to find out that you cannot have children of your own, that's really hard.
Yeah.
But I have felt complete as a mother because I gave myself to other children.
Yeah.
Children that was in need of me.
That's amazing.
And they gave to me.
That's amazing.
So yeah. We gave to each other.
Nice, nice. So before we talk about your other children, tell me about how you found solace. Like, who helped you through once you learned that you couldn't have children biologically? Did you have community?
There was no one.
Okay.
I depended completely and totally on the Lord. And so the first time I had a child was I was 23 years old. And this I kept this child for a summer. The child didn't have his mother wasn't ready to be a mother. And so I kept the child a whole summer. And I got fulfillment through that.
Yeah.
And so he left. I knew he was going to go back to his mother, and I was okay with that. But my husband, he would always say, I would say, why don't we adopt? And he would say, if I wanted to adopt, I'd have children of my own. So that was, he was not really for it, for children.
Yeah.
But on the inside, there was an ache and there was a loss because I was a mother that couldn't have children. Yeah.
At heart, you were always a mother.
I was always a mother.
So first of all, I'm sorry that you did not have community, because that is hard. I've had seasons in my life where I didn't have anyone to go to. Mm-hmm. Or I thought I couldn't go to people because I was ashamed or too hurt or whatever it was. So I'm sorry. You've definitely been community for me. So I appreciate you for that. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about all your kids.
You know,
you have a lot of kids.
I have children. I have many, many children. So where do I start? I usually say I had the first batch, and I called them batch.
Yeah.
The first batch was, he's 50, almost 60 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
And then
wow. Really?
that was the first. First, and then after he was he become an adult about 20 years old or so, and then the second batch was you guys.
Yeah.
So, and then after you, there I had another batch. That was five. At one time.
Yeah. Five. I mean, the batch that was me, we had a couple. We had what, two, three, four, about four or five in that one.
Yeah, five.
Yeah.
Because I fostered four children.
Mm-hmm.
And you two I adopted.
Yes.
I just couldn't give you up, so I may as well adopt you. Okay. So, and then there was five girls.
Mm-hmm.
They were my nieces. Three went back to their parents. I have just the one left.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I have three more.
Yeah. I don't know how you're doing that.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so it has to be... I says to the Lord, this is my last last bunch of children.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but it's always, it looks like it's always somebody that's in need mm-hmm. of a child that's in need of nurturing
yeah.
In some help. So that's me. You probably will say, this is the woman on my tombstone. You're probably right. This is the mm-hmm. woman that had many kids.
Had all them kids. You know, I believe there's something in the Bible. Don't quote me, but I feel like there's scripture that talks about if you have it to give,
mm-hmm.
give it.
And we do. And
you got it.
I got it.
And he's graced you for it.
You see how modest I am.
Yes, yeah, I got it. I think that's amazing.
But I'm grateful and I praise God every day. Mm. In the ministry, you find that you need a mother.
Yes.
Because there's some good advice that you can give as motherly advice.
Mm-hmm.
And so I find that mothering, being a mother, is in all walks of life.
Yeah.
So that helps my ministry also.
Absolutely.
Know how to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
Know how to feel empathy, whatever that a person's need.
Yes.
We are supposed to be, when a person is happy, you're supposed to rejoice with that person.
Amen.
And when a person is sad, you're supposed to go along there.
Amen.
And you're supposed to share what your brother and sisters is going through.
So I think that even though you've had all of these children, being a pastor is a parenthood, I would say.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
You got big kids.
and the problem is, the thing is, you just can't do them like you do kids. So you got to find a medium in there somewhere.
They do what they want.
Yes,
you
they
know,
do.
And we just pray that the Lord is leading.
That's
in
absolutely.
That.
Yeah. Absolutely. I cry many nights. Did I do anything that I could help this individual? Did I say something that was so out of line?
Mm.
So sometimes that's good too. Worry about that too.
Yeah, we got to check ourselves because sometimes, you know.
Absolutely.
That's good. That's a podcast for mm-hmm. another day. Okay. But this was awesome. I really enjoyed hearing about your journey mm-hmm. and you still got kids at home.
Still
and
have
you,
children.
God bless you. I'm keep praying for you.
That's
a lot. Okay. You know, I got your grandson and he be doing a lot. So I couldn't imagine having all the ones you got. So
okay.
I would like to pivot and start to talk a little bit about your mom.
Okay.
I know that I remember her vaguely growing up
mm-hmm.
and I remember towards the end. And I believe I remember, you correct me if I'm wrong, because my memory's being messed up. But I think I remember you caring for her in your home.
Yeah, that I did.
And did she end up passing in your home?
She passed in my home.
That's what I thought.
That she did.
Okay. But you had many, many years with her and you had many, many siblings that she had.
I did.
So talk to me about your mother.
Well, she was a mom of, like, as I said earlier, that she had 12 children.
Mm-hmm. Because what's your mom's name?
Catherine. My mom's
Catherine?
Name was Catherine.
Your name, Catherine.
Yes, me. So she shouldn't have named me that. Maybe I would have did differently. But she had, she loved all her children.
Yeah.
She was very partial to her sons.
Okay. Okay.
Her sons was her heart.
Okay.
But she was never abusive. She never made us feel any ways. But the sons was just her sons.
Mm-hmm.
My, for instance, my second brother.
Yeah.
He was so very spoiled that he would eat off her plate.
Mm-hmm.
And he was... And he was in his 30s.
Oh, wow.
When he would come in, she would get up out of the bed. No matter what time of night that he came in, he was a truck driver.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what time he came in, she would get up out of the bed and she would fix him a meal.
Okay.
And then if he comes in the house and she's eating, he just goes and eat off her plate. And I would say to her, he's never going to get a wife because you spoil him so. And so she would laugh, but she loved her children.
Mm-hmm.
She was super mom. She was a mother that she stayed home with her children. She never allowed anybody else to watch us, to babysit us. Mm-hmm. She was there at all times.
Nice.
She was never a mother that, you know, some mothers goes out and mm-hmm. all that kind of, that was not her.
Wow.
She was there to see to her children.
Nice.
Made sure they ate those three meals a day. She was there. Home cooked meal. My mom was that good.
That's amazing.
She was good at that.
That's so amazing. Mm-hmm. What's one of your favorite memories with your mom?
I had many, so I can tell you a story.
Yeah.
My mom would always, I was the oldest, mm-hmm. Oldest girl. I had a brother older than myself, but I was older than all count the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
Minus two, 12 mm-hmm. minus two.
Okay.
So she would, she wanted me to be a homemaker so bad, mm-hmm. like herself.
Mm-hmm.
And so she would instill all those good nuggets to me, how that you cook and how that you prepare your meals and how that you can. And I would always say to her, Mother, not now. I'll do it later.
Mm.
And so she never would scold me about it. She'd laugh
mm-hmm.
and she would go, but she would always come back with that
mm-hmm.
because this was something she wanted to pass down to me.
Yeah.
And I was one that I was determined that I wasn't. at the time, I wasn't ready for that
mm-hmm.
like in life. And so that's how it was. That was my favorite time. I would always tease her and say, Mother, not now.
Yeah.
So she would laugh. And so we would just leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't bother with it anymore. So that's Mother.
Sounds like she was very patient, too.
That she was.
Mm-hmm.
She had to be to have 12 children.
Yes, she had to be. That's a lot of kids.
You develop patience over the
yes,
way.
Yes, so yes.
That she was.
I would have to agree with that.
I had a father that was very patient with her also. So
nice.
It made the house. We were not rich,
mm-hmm.
but we didn't know we were poor, and mm-hmm. we were poor,
mm-hmm.
but we didn't know that.
Wow.
The things that she would do, she knew how to sew, she knew how to quilt, she knew how to can. So it was, she knew how to work in the garden, in the field.
Yeah.
So she did it all, and then she passed it on down to
nice.
Down
so
to
out of the things that she kept trying to instill in you, even though you were resistant,
mm-hmm.
what have you found yourself today
oh, please.
Doing?
I find myself going to the garden every summer, making a garden.
Yeah,
I find
garden.
Myself going to the kitchen.
Canning. I know.
I find myself making quilts.
Yes.
I find myself making clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those things, she thought that I wasn't paying attention, but I really was.
Yeah.
But I like to give her what for.
Yeah. Yeah. So you gave it, but you still doing it.
I'm still doing it. She told me that before she passed away. I'm passing the mantle down to you. I said, no, not me.
You said no. And look at you. Because I believe all my kids got a quilt from you.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
They did. And they still keep them. Grandma made me this. They won't get rid of it.
Oh.
They love their quilts.
Oh, good.
So.
Good. Good.
Nice. That's awesome. When you were, when she was passing on,
mm-hmm.
tell me about that process. Did you have help? Did you have community? You're the pastor.
Okay.
So who was there?
My siblings was there.
Nice.
They would take turns.
Okay.
And they lived out of town, but some would come 2 weeks and spend time and with her. But I was there at all times.
Nice.
When she got to the place that she needed round the clock care,
mm-hmm.
then we did hospice did come in,
okay.
of course, and they would. Come in like 2 to 3 days a week sometimes.
Okay.
And they would sit a while when I could go out and just walk outside or something of that nature.
Nice.
But my sister and I, we were there.
Good.
We would take her into the hospital and we would bring her home.
Yeah.
And, it was, I don't say it was rough or anything because she was my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know what the little boy said, that he's not heavy. So this is what I say, that she wasn't heavy because she was my mother.
Mm.
And she gave us care. So that
That's
was
awesome.
Something that we had to do.
That's awesome.
You got to do what you
got
to do.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yes.
That's awesome. I am grateful for you.
Thank you.
And I am doubly grateful that you were willing to have this conversation. Mm. Over the past, I'm going to try not to cry because you know I'll be emotional.
Oh.
But over the last few years, I'm trying to stop. When I've had these moments with you in your living room or over the phone, these have meant the most to me, to hear the heart of my mother, to hear where you came from, to hear about your mother. I brag about it to my friends. I brag about it to my kids. When I told them that you would be my first guest, I mean, everyone I told was excited. The girls, your grandchildren, they can't wait to hear it. They're like, oh, Auntie Grandma, it's going to be so good. Oh. So your words carry power. God has blessed you to really impact even more than what you know. And this will always be something that I cherish. So I just want to say thank you for
thank
being
you
here.
Thank you for being my daughter.
Yes, of course. You chose me, so you know.
That's right. You see, other mothers get what they get.
Yes.
But hey, I had a choice.
You know,
there you go.
I think you did all right. So before we wrap up, I want to know from you, when you talk about, you know, the journey you went through to become a mother and your journey as well with your own mother, what piece of advice or tip would you give others, whether it's about motherhood, supporting others that are in pain, grief, whatever you want to share? What's a final thought you would like to share?
Now, that's a hard one.
I know. I should have prepared you for that.
That's okay. Because looking at my own mother, while you got the good days, be good to your mother. This is what I'm going to say to anybody. Sometimes I hear, and it breaks my heart to hear people say that, my mama this and that and the other. But we grow. So I expect teenagers to be teenagers, but when a certain age that we should mature. And if you don't have Christ in your life, let's say that, there is nothing, you can be a mother. But there's the loving and there is the caring, and there is that side that allows you to be open as a mother, as a Christian mother, and that's what my mother was. That she had God in her life. I would hear her many times. I would hear her calling out for her children.
Yeah,
and then I find myself in that way. I find that out to be at night and at day, whatever time devotion. I'm saying, make my children, help my children to be better than I was. Allow them to succeed in all the things that you do. You might not think that I cry out to the Lord for my children, but that I do. And not only my children, but other people's children also. So did I stray away from your question or not?
I think that's good.
Okay.
I'm hearing honor your mother while you can.
While you can.
I'm hearing pray for your children. Pray for your mother. Pray.
That's the key.
And put on the mind of Christ and the heart.
That's the key to everything.
That's what I heard. That's the lesson I got.
Well, okay then. That if you got that lesson, you did good, daughter.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll be paying attention. So that is good. Thank you.
Thank you
for being here.
Okay.
We're gonna wrap up, but before we do, I want to honor you.
Okay.
One of the one of my favorite memories that I have of you that I think I've shared it in one of my lives on Facebook is that I was talking about praying without ceasing. Just to go back to your thought about praying, I know you pray. I know you pray for everybody.
I pray for
you. You probably pray for whoever you met at Walmart because you be praying. And the word says to pray without ceasing.
Yeah.
And I remember I used to be in the car with you, and you'd be over there whispering, and I was like, huh. Who are you talking to? And you'd be like, I'm talking to God, Octavia.
I still do.
And, you know, I used to look at you like, you're talking to God. But now you might catch me while I'm driving.
There you go.
Because I'm talking to God.
There you go.
So I just think it's awesome that I see myself over the years doing a lot of the things that I've seen you do.
Yes.
And I hear myself becoming a lot of what I've heard you be. Okay. And I think that it's a good thing.
Thank you.
So with that, I want to honor you.
Okay.
I have something for you. Somebody gonna go get it.
Okay.
So that I don't have to get up. But it's coming.
I like goodies. So
yes,
it's a goodies.
It's a goodie.
Oh, it is.
I want to say thank you for being mother. Thank you.
Wow. My favorite color, you know, purple is
your favorite.
Whoa, thank you.
I know
so
my mama,
much.
So you know.
You
this
know
is kind of heavy, so I'm gonna take some of this out.
Okay.
But I also got you I know you be in the garden.
Oh, yes.
And you know, I don't know if you started your gardening yet.
Oh, good.
That's heavy. That's some fertilizer or something of
this
the nature.
This is the very thing I need, my plant food.
That's your plant food?
Now, yes.
Can you get this thing? Okay, here we go.
I've already started.
Okay, well, I got
inside.
You some plant food.
Yeah.
And then I also got you this basket. You can set the plant food on the floor.
Okay.
I got you this basket, and it is to put your, when you start to harvest.
Okay.
All right. You put your vegetables and whatnot in there. You got some gloves. You got some little scoopers and things. You can do. You got a whole bunch of seeds.
Oh, thank you. I need those
you
seeds.
Seeds. And I know that you eat healthy most of the time.
I do.
But if you would like.
I will share.
Okay. If you would like to have a little treat, I got you your Milano cookies.
Oh, thank you so much.
Because if I remember correctly, we used to try to sneak your Milano cookies.
Yeah, you did.
So
but I was fine all every time.
Yes, so I'm giving you some back.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm, no problem.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Oh. And you have a card in there signed by your loved ones. And we just want to say thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh. There are certain people we thank in our prayers for things we appreciate so. But try as we may, we sometimes can't say the words that we want them to know. There are peoples who often go out of their way to pitch in when there's work to be done. They show understanding. They lighten our problem. They help us in more ways than one.
That's you, Mother.
Thank you so much.
You are absolutely welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Now you're going to make me cry.
Hey. Then I did my job.
Making your mama cry.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
You're welcome. How are you feeling about this episode?
Oh, I loved it.
Yes. You have a good time.
I had a good time.
Thank I think this was a good first episode with the perfect first guest. I know I got you the big old flowers. You don't know where to put them at.
I'm going to put them right here.
There we go.
Yes.
So this concludes episode one. I am excited about it. I believe greatly that it is going to bless folks. I believe you've shared some words that are really going to resonate. And I know that God, Holy Spirit is all up in and through this.
Praise.
So that's it. We're done.
Okay.
And we'll be back for more.
Okay, good.
Bye.